Barbara Buono ran unopposed in yesterday's Democratic primary in New Jersey and is now the official Democratic challenger in the gubernatorial election in November. The primary was held just the day after Senator Frank Lautenberg died, an event that's reshuffling the political deck in the state. New Jersey Public Radio's Terry Langford reports the state senator could use a new hand to play in her struggle to take on Governor Chris Christie.
In her campaign as the Democratic challenger to New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, State Senator Barbara Buono not only has a name recognition problem, she's got a name confusion problem.
I'm Barbara Buono. As a daughter of an immigrant, I know that names can sometimes be tough to pronounce.
Her tongue-in-cheek online ad starts, oddly enough, with 70s TV pop star Sonny Bono.
So let me be clear. This guy is Bono. I'm Barbara Buono. Grew up right here in New Jersey. Born in Newark, raised in Nutley, a working mom and state senator.
Then the screen flashes to the frontman of Irish rock band U2.
This is Bono. I'm Buono.
And finally, there's a photo of the governor of New York.
That's Democrat Andrew Cuomo. I'm Democrat Barbara Buono.
The 59-year-old attorney and working mom from Middlesex County has been in the New Jersey State House since 1994. Yet she's little known outside her native home base.
Even though I had a statewide position as majority leader and I was budget chair for a while, the reality in New Jersey is when you run for statewide office, most people don't start out with high name recognition because the New York and the Philadelphia media market don't really cover New Jersey politics.
She has been a successful politician. She is not well known at all.
Ben Dworkin is the director of the Rebovich Institute for New Jersey Politics at Rider University.
Some 80% of the public still does not know who she is, and that is a critical first step in her being able to run a competitive race.
Buono is lagging behind Christie by some 20 to 30 points, and more importantly, she's losing the race for campaign dollars. Dworkin says a landslide for Christie could bring more Republicans into the legislature on his coattails. So Buono is under tremendous pressure to, at the minimum, close that gap.
There are a number of reasons why Barbara Buono can realistically keep this a close race. And this is the point. If you keep it close, A, the Democratic majorities in the legislature are protected, and B, anything can happen.
And something did. Senator Frank Lautenberg's death on Monday brings more attention to the fall election. Christie avoided placing Cory Booker at the top of this November's ballot by announcing yesterday that he would hold a special election in October. Even so, a Booker-October election would give Buono many opportunities to campaign together and be introduced to his large base. So far, Democrats have not unified behind her, and it might be tough to get them to do so. Bridget Harrison, a political science professor at Montclair State University, says some key Democratic players, the so-called Christiecrats, have been working more closely with the governor.
In my view, it seems as if the party bosses, including people like Joe DiVincenzo up in Essex County, but also George Norcross down in Camden County, have a decent working relationship with the governor. And it kind of makes life easy when you have this kind of gentleman's agreement whereby everybody gets what they want if they work cooperatively.
But Buono believes her politics are more closely aligned with the majority of New Jersey voters who acknowledge climate change, support gay marriage, and back raising the minimum wage.
People are at a breaking point. I'm somebody who knows what it's like to be without a job, to be without a place to live, to be on food stamps. I understand the importance of the social safety net. So we need to focus on the issues, that the pocketbook issues that are important to the people of New Jersey.
With 700,000 more registered Democrats than Republicans in New Jersey, Buono's got a blue state base that she has yet to rally. For WNYC, I'm Terry Langford.